Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have Eric Jordan and Bruce Gazaway for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Thank you both for coming in this morning to join me. So we are talking about the quite famous, I think, at this point, annual meeting for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society that's coming up this week. But why don't we start with, just for folks who might not be familiar with the organization, what is the Maritime Heritage Society?
Well, the Maritime Heritage Society is a kind of a unique local institution. We're not a museum so much as, or at least a museum of artifacts. Mm-hmm. We're a museum of technology and skills. And our goal is to reestablish the Chaponsky Island Boathouse and use that as an actual boat shop so that we can pass on from one generation to the next the skills involved in building and operating boats. Mm-hmm. But our annual meeting is also a way that we preserve maritime history, because every annual meeting is generally about a topic of historical interest. Mm-hmm. And we recapture that history and we record that history as it's being spoken by the people who participated in that history. And that's why we're really excited about our program this year. The title is Scows, Tenders, and Fish Buyers, Stories of Pews, Old Milwaukee, Kalinin Bay, and Hole in the Wall, all from a half a century on the fishing grounds. We're capturing a chapter of history that has yet to be written.
Yet to be. So that this is not anything that's, there's nothing about it. But that's really fascinating, because there's, I mean, Eric, you're one of the people who are going to be, you're going to be moderating this panel. But there's so much living history. There's so many people who've been part of it for literally decades. That's fascinating that it hasn't been written down or captured before.
It hasn't come to the attention of the academics. Mm. And the big corporations, which are trying to control fishing and food production, aren't interested in talking about the guys that used to go out and fishing scows and operate tenders in these remote bays. Eric has fished these grounds. He knows these people. Have you ever been a fish buyer, Eric? Or is this a fish seller?
Actually, in our family, we started fishing in May. My parents took me and my eventually three younger sisters out every May, and we often didn't return really to Petersburg or Wrangell until the fall. And one year, after a boat had blown up when I was about 4 years old, we staffed, I guess is what you would say, a fish buying station in Hole in the Wall, which is one of the places that is mentioned on the southwest corner of Prince of Wales Island. Beautiful little place with the scow there. And of course, I grew up, we'd go in and unload every night or every couple nights to the tenders all the way from Gedney to Icy Straits to Kalinin Bay, on and on. So I have history with so many of these places, and it's so cool to bring, like, the panel members bring their stories. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes my experiences, like Mike Lippman, who's really active in the Maritime Heritage Society, when I first started hand trolling in 1978, him and Sue were running a buying station in Goddard. Mm. And so my first deliveries as a hand troller were actually to Mike Littman of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and Precision Boatworks. And we all have those kind of stories and connections. Even Erin. Erin's been out with me
fishing
and selling fish. So it's one of the things that ties not only Sitka, but all our communities, mm-hmm. from Yakutat to Elfin Cove to Cake and Port Alexander together.
Mm-hmm. This is why we're really fortunate to have someone like Eric kind of take the reins on this panel we have. We have some really interesting people that are going to be joining us.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to have people that we don't yet know in the audience.
Perfect.
Who will share their stories. Eric, do you want to talk a little bit more about the panel we had that you've assembled and how this is all coming together in your mind?
Actually, I did not assemble these panel, the board at Maritime Heritage Society, Mike Lippman stuff did, but Megan Pasternak, mm-hmm. who I know is real active in the Quilters and Raven Radio,
she's
of course
a friend of
she's married to Walt Pasternak, who's been my partner for decades. And Linda Waller, who worked at Sitka Sound for years and also worked at buying stations. And Dan Pavloff,
Payloff.
Payloff. And, of course, Dave Turkow, who was my first professor at Sheldon Jackson College when I went to fishery school, and also the first day my son and I and my mother caught over 100 king salmon. He was staffing the buying station in Gedney Harbor, the NEFCO 11, and so I delivered my first big couple days of king salmon. Oh, wow. To Dave Turcotte. So these are the kind of ties that go back. And then we have a special thing this year. Somebody had the brilliant idea, and I brought one that I had, which is a chart of salmon investigations, salmon canneries and salteries and hatcheries all over Southeast Alaska. Yeah. And we have 90 different places mentioned here, or 99 different places mentioned. And then we're also going to have a chart for people can mark where they have sold fish.
Yeah, because so many of these places are no longer functioning like they used to, but they're definitely a big part of the memory.
Places on here in Southeast Alaska. Yeah. And there's hardly any of them still operating.
Well, and that's one of the important things, and that's part of our mission as a historical, as a Maritime Heritage Society, is the people that ran these stations, they were small business operators.
Right.
And what we've seen, of course, is the consolidation of the food industry into bigger and bigger corporations, and a lot of these mom-and-pop operations that used to be up and down the coast have been shut down and made economically redundant. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important for those of us in the local community to capture this history.
Right.
In a very real sense, we're making history on Thursday night.
Excellent. And so Thursday night will be, that's at 7 p.m. at A&B, the Founders Hall, at Last Night at Brotherhood Founders Hall. And Eric, you had touched on it just briefly, but actually you did too, Bruce, we have this set panel that you're going to have, like kind of getting the stories rolling. But there's what I think is so cool about your annual meetings is you get your business done at the beginning, but the rest of it is just for these stories and for all the other ideas that might pop up along the way.
The legal reason for our meeting is to have the election to our board of directors. And we managed to do our legally required business very quickly and efficiently. And we intend to do so today. However, this is for our membership. We certainly will be looking for new members, and we will certainly allow people who want to join us to do so. Eric.
It's not today.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
It'll be Thursday coming up.
But also we have the first half, we do that. We have a short intermission, and then we have audience participation. Mm-hmm. And I've already had some people contact me and mention that they want to participate. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun. And they come up and tell their stories, and then they ask questions, and maybe the panel member and them have a relationship, a connection, and that comes up. And it's just, we learn so much. Right. It's a fun learning experience about our region.
Mm-hmm. And in a history that, you know, what might be stored in a lot of individual minds and memories, but not in any recorded fashion until Thursday.
That's right. We will record it, and eventually it'll be turned into a publication. And that's one of the things we bring to this to the table with this. We try to capture that history.
Yeah, and every annual meeting in years past, same thing, has been recorded and is available for everyone to learn about our history here. It is really fascinating. It's why so many of us are here in one way, shape, or form is parts of the fishing industry. And you have boats that have been fishing since the turn of the century. And you kind of take it for granted that there is a lot more detail and color to these old photos that.
Well, and that's one of the things that makes Sitka such a unique place. There's such a unique maritime heritage with this particular geographic location, not only from the American and the Western European and the Russian, but there are thousands of years of maritime history associated with the Sitka region going back into the days of the Klingadani, and we have yet to even tap into that. Mm-hmm. This is a unique and wonderful location for many reasons.
I want to reiterate that just real briefly. Sitka is exceptional in the number of museums and the history here and the stories. Just as I was coming in, I was listening to the radio talking about teaching young people about Tlingit history and Raven creating humans out of trees. And I mean, Chuck Miller, and this is just something, and Raven Radio helps us celebrate that too, around the region. And so I'm honored to be able to facilitate this meeting every year. And every year it just turns out wonderful.
Wonderful. So that is, we're running out of time here this morning, but that is coming up, the annual meeting, which get the business stuff out of the way at the beginning, but it'll be this Thursday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. at A&B Founders Hall. And this is open to anyone and everyone who has a story, just wants to hear stories, just to be a part of this amazing tapestry of history.
Everyone's welcome. You all come now.
Perfect. And there'll be more information if folks want to become more active members in Maritime Heritage Society, get that boathouse up and working this summer, a little bit closer on. It'll be a great time. Thank you both, Bruce Gasway and Eric Jordan, for joining me this morning and for all the amazing stories you're able to capture for Sitka's history.